I go back. I hear he's back there again. Bobby Thompson was the chairman of deacons at Lakeland Baptist Church at the time, and I was getting ready to go visit Ed when Jane, she called and said, "Betty, we hear Ed's back in the hospital." She said, "Yes, and Thurman's just fixing to go see him." Said, "Bobby wants to go with him." So he came up by my house, and we drove up there. I walked in and opened this Bible again, and I said, "Ed, don't die. Do what God says, and he's going to heal you." He said, "Thurman, I just don't know what God's will is." I said, "Ed, I'm telling you, God's will is this book. If he said it, he's ready to back it up if we do it exactly like he said." He said, "Thurman, I just can't believe it." I said, "Ed, Romans 10:17 says faith comes by hearing and hearing the word." I said, "When you get home, when you do get out of this hospital, when you get home this time, you open the book to James 5:14, 15, and 16, and you read those three verses and don't read them silently. It didn't say faith comes by reading. It said faith comes by hearing." So I said, "Read the word of God out loud until faith comes. And when it does," I said, "then you call me and I'll get some men together and we'll come up and we'll pray for you. And I'm going to guarantee you God's going to heal you because he made you the promise in his word." We walked out there and Bobby Thompson, we walked out to my pickup and I leaned on the tailgate of my pickup. I was just heartbroken. He said, "Thurman, you're completely convinced that if he does that, God's going to heal him." I said, "Bobby, I know it because it's written in this book." So we prayed and rebuked the enemy that was blinding his man and asked the Lord to give him revelation and wisdom on the Word of God. Monday night of the third week, I walked into my house at 6 p.m. in the afternoon. My phone was ringing. I reached up and got it, and he said, "Thurman," he said, "I've been reading those verses over and over and over." And he said, "That's what they say." He said, "I don't want to die. I'm only 42 years old. He said, "I want to live." He said, "I'm too weak to call anybody but you." He said, "You call some men and have them meet us up at the chapel at 7 o'clock and I'll have Ruthie drive me up there at 7. I said, "I'll do it." I picked up my list of deacons at Lakeland Baptist Church and I said, "Father, in the name of Jesus, give me the names of the men you want me to call." I went down through the list and probably called 6, 7, 8, maybe 10 of them. I told each one of them, I said, "You guys read James 5:14, 15, and 16 and call anybody else you want to and tell them to meet us at the chapel in an hour at 7 o'clock. And we're going to pray for Ed Bach tonight and we're going to expect Ed to get well." I said, "Come expecting God to do what he promised in his word." That morning, I had stopped by and bought a bottle of olive oil. My first experience with healing. When I get to the church at 7, Ed's there and men start coming in. I don't know if your Baptist church or whatever kind of church you go to is like mine, but it's impossible on Monday afternoon at 7 o'clock to get 28 men to come pray for a sick man with terminal cancer. But that's how many showed up. 28 men showed up that afternoon at 7 o'clock, and we walked in, and here I walk in with this little sack in my hand. He said, "What do you got in that sack, Thurman?" I said, "A bottle of olive oil." He said, "Where'd you get it?" I said, "At Tom Thumb." He said, "You ever done this before?" I said, "No." He looked at me, and his countenance fell, and he said, "Oh, great. Here I am with a man with a bottle of oil from Tom Thumb, and I got stage 4 lymphoma terminal cancer, and we think I'm going to get well." How much faith do you think there was in that room? Just almost zero. But praise God, our God is a merciful God. I said, "Ed, I don't know what to do other than just set you down right here in the middle of chapel." I said, "I want you to take off your shirt because I'm going to pour this oil on you and rub it in you." I didn't know what to do. I'd never done this. I mean, you got to start somewhere, right? It's a good thing it wasn't a woman, huh? I guess I'd have told her to take her blouse off. You know, who knows what I'd have did. But it was a man. And so I took his shirt off of him. I set him right in the middle. I poured that oil right down right behind his head and started running down his hair and his back. And I just started rubbing it in his back. And I said, "Guys, just start praying." So guys prayed. We cried. We prayed. Everybody prayed. We prayed 2 hours. At that time, that was the longest prayer meeting I'd ever been in my life. In a Baptist church, I'd never been in a prayer meeting more than a few minutes. You know, but this time it was 2 hours. And our God heard our plea. We left there. Now, God did not do a miracle on Ed because I'm going to tell you what. If he had done a miracle healing, and this is another reason God doesn't do so many miracles for us today, because I'm going to assure you, if he had done a miracle healing and Ed Brock had been instantly made well and jumped up and started jumping up and down, God had had 28 heart attacks to take care of. Do y'all know where I'm coming from? We had never seen God do a healing or a miracle in our life in that Lakeland Baptist Church in Louisville, Texas. Never. But Ed began to get well. He began to go, he got to feeling so good that the doctor said, "We don't understand, Mr. Brock, what's wrong with you?" But he says, "This thing that was all over your body appears to be going away. Maybe we ought to send you down to MD Anderson in Houston now and let them give you some treatments. Before it was impossible, but now it's going away." Isn't that something? Now that it's going away, we're still going to go and let the doctors help us when God's healing him? It's awesome how little faith we have in our God. So Ed starts going down to MD Anderson. The doctors, they give him treatments. At about 6 months, four or five, 6 months, whatever it was, Ruthie had given him the New Testament on tape to listen to as he was driving that 4 or 5 hours from Louisville to Houston. And about the 5th or 6th month, they told him, said, "Mr. Brock, we do not understand. When you came in here, you had a certain level of cancer. We had a half a dozen other people that were about the same place that you were. And you responded so awesomely to the treatments that we gave them the same exact treatment